You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goal?
Yeah.
With Dom and Jeremy!
Let's play. Let's meet the players and see who's going to get that point today. Pam is representing for the ladies. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, boys.
Hi.
So glad that you called. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
Driving to work.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you get a paycheck?
Yeah. I work at a bank.
At a bank?
I got back from vacation yesterday, and I have to go to work.
Oh.
Where'd you go?
Went to South Dakota and Minnesota for a wedding. My husband's son got married.
So. Oh, that sounds horrible.
It was 100 degrees in the wedding. We had to stand outside for the wedding party and the wedding. The wedding was.
Why
outside.
Did they do that to everybody? That stuff.
I don't know. It was in a beautiful garden, but it was hotter than heck.
Well, I do love South Dakota, so I can't be too mad at it. I really love it there.
Wonderful people. Yeah. Are you from that area too? Because that's what I'm hearing in your voice.
A little twang.
Yes, I am from South Dakota, born and raised.
Yeah, I can hear
there
it.
You
the
go.
Whole South Dakota, Minnesota sound is definitely there.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It was hot as heck.
Yeah. I said heck instead of something else.
Yeah, well thank
that's
you
all
for
right.
that.
We will allow a hell on this show, Pam. We will allow that.
Okay.
Oh, I know. On the edge.
Yeah.
We're on the edge. Hey, the girls are trailing by a point, so they need you to step up today, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
And the guy who's representing for the dudes is Brian. Brian, welcome. What are you up to today?
Just dropped off my daughter at school.
Did you now?
Yeah, now what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Oh, I got errands and honeydew stuff and a doctor's appointment.
Do you? I have a doctor's appointment today, too. I have to go get naked at the dermatologist and have him give me a once-over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about it.
Poor thing.
What's your doctor's appointment for?
Not that. I got a sore thumb that I'm going to have a doc.
You got a sore thumb?
A sore thumb is from all that crap on your honeydew list.
Were
can't you tell your
were
wife
you sitting
you
on
can't
it?
Do stuff?
Have you been sitting on it too much?
No, I fell on it. I fell on it.
You fell.
And stretched the thumb back. Yeah.
How do you fall on your thumb?
Tell us about this scenario. What happened?
I was jogging. I actually did this 20 years ago. I was running and in the dark, and I tripped and fell and put my hand out to stop the fall.
And pow.
Oh, my thumb. I think I've hurt my thumb.
And like a true dude, he's waited 20 years to go to the doctor.
You haven't been able to hitchhike for 20 years.
No, it was fine, and then I re-injured it, and now.
Okay, what happened with the re-injury? What went on there?
No idea.
You don't know.
Just getting old, Brian. Just getting
You're
old.
Falling
probably
apart.
Just, probably turned in bed and hurt your thumb.
They might have to amputate. So good luck.
Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, you're both delightful, but one of you is going to get the prize today. I'm going to be asking Brian some questions that women probably more likely to know. And Jeremy has got questions for Pam that dudes are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win and get the prize. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. The ladies are first today.
Oh,
Jeremy, Pam is in your hands.
South Dakota Pam. All right, here we go. The Intuit Dome is currently being built to become the home arena for what NBA team?
Take a guess.
LA Lakers.
It's Good the guess. LA Clippers is what I'm looking for.
No.
$2 billion for this arena.
They're not going to share it?
$2 billion. I don't know. If you Google it, it just says LA Clippers. So
better ask Josh real fast.
I got the LA right.
Josh, what do you think?
Are the Lakers going to share it with the Clippers?
Clippers, he's looking.
God, I don't feel like replying to a bunch of texts about this. No, thumbs down. Okay, thumbs down.
Okay, so it's just the Clippers. Okay, that could have
Sorry,
been.
Sorry, Pamela, ding dong.
Could have been disastrous. You're in the right city. Brian, tell me this. What is Depo Provera? What is that?
Say that again. Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Depo Provera. What is that? Take a guess. Hurry.
Skin cream.
Good guess. That is actually a it's a contraceptive. Don't you know?
No.
Now you know.
Now I do.
Why are you giggling so much, Brian?
Why not?
Maybe that's how you re-injured your thumb.
Okay, back to Pam.
Pam, what TV show would you find a character named Jesse Pinkman?
Family Ties.
No, it's not Family Ties. No. It's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Everybody loved Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
We're still 0-0. Back to Brian. Brian, a website not long ago named as the greatest romantic comedy film of all time. By the way, do you like rom-coms, Brian?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay. Well, they said the best one ever was When Harry Met Sally. So I'm going to need you to tell me the two main stars of that movie.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
There it
Look
is.
At
there
that.
It is.
He knows his rom-coms. I am not ashamed to say that, because I'm not a rom-com guy, but that movie I thought was fantastic. There.
It was well
there, you've said
if
it.
If I have to turn in my man license,
you've
I
shouted
will.
Shouted it to the mountaintops, Tom.
Pam, here's the situation. You need this to stay alive. If you miss it, the game is over. And even if you get it, Brian will have one more chance to try to win it in overtime. But you need this to stay alive.
All right, Pam, and your delicious cooking spray. What car company makes the Acadia SUV?
Subaru.
No.
No.
That's a GMC product.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 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 Oh, gosh. I really screwed. Game up, didn't I?
It's the GMC. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. I'll never
and
play this.
And the game is
over.
Oh.
It's over, Pam.
It's so over.
So done here.
Pam, you could not be more delightful, but I'm afraid you are going to have to ingest a little medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right.
Boys rule.
Sure do.
Pam, have fun at the bank today, and thank you for spending your mornings with us, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Greatest day ever.
Brian, you put the boys up 4-2. How about that, huh?
Well, that's great.
It is great.
Listen, I hope your thumb feels better. Please stand by, and Josh will tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. You're a kind gentleman. Thank you for listening.